Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
There's a new trend starting, I think. I think there's starting to be a new rush of, gosh, how do I put this delicately? Being okay to see your nipples through your clothes.
What?
Jennifer Lopez posted up on her Instagram yesterday after a post-gym workout. A very nice picture of her and a very... Her body looks fantastic. But in her top, beams are on high.
Okay.
And you can see her. You can see the outline of her nipples on it. And I think this is starting to become a thing that I don't know if women are caring about this anymore. Like knowing that you can see through their shirt.
Okay, but you can't see through her shirt. You could just see the shape of her nipple.
The outline, right.
And sometimes when girls work out, I don't know if this is the same for boys, especially if you're like lifting weights, sometimes it makes them more noticeable.
True. We were at the State Fair on Friday, and there were, I did notice a couple of women walking around that were wearing tops, and you could see the outline of their
okay.
of their nipples. I'm trying to put this in the most delicate way possible. I
Are
feel
you
like,
saying that like they were not wearing a bra?
If they were wearing a bra, they were going through the bra.
Okay, got it.
I don't know if they were or weren't. I'm not going to assume.
Okay.
I'm just saying that like...
Because if you wear like a lace front bra, which I do... sometimes mine show.
Right.
Then you guys tell me to put them away.
You can text the word nip.
Oh, come on.
N-I-P to 73389 if you want to see the picture that we're talking about. And we just want to see, is this okay? Are we getting to the point where like we don't really care anymore as a society?
Okay, hold on. I don't know why Gabe is in here and he's giggling. I'm wondering what the hell she's supposed to do about this.
Maybe not post a picture.
I mean, she took a selfie and it has 3 million likes on it. So obviously,
also, 1.5 for each nipple.
Also, she's wearing like a really small sports bra, leggings, and no shirt. And the lots of her is showing. And the nipple is the only thing that seems.
That sports bra does seem too small for her.
Okay.
Gabe,
why were you giggling?
It's just really funny to hear them talk about nipples.
Yeah.
You talk about it in a way that's like, it's such an off, I don't know, like you shouldn't be saying it or something.
I mean, everybody has nipples, right?
Yeah, right. So you can see them, but also you could pretty much assume that everybody has nipples.
Right,
so
yeah.
Seeing them, it's just like, yeah, that's how a human is.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you at all. What I'm saying is that if J-Lo wants to put it out on her Instagram definitely has a very firm no nipple policy. Like you can,
but you can't see through her top.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Is like, are we now getting to the point where it's totally cool, like to be able to see them through, you know, the outline through shirts? Is this cool now?
What
or
choice does a person have sometimes? Yes, okay, don't post that to Instagram, I guess, but. Why shouldn't you post that to Instagram? You didn't do anything. She's not aroused in this picture.
And we just got a text at 73389. I saw them at the fair too. I don't understand this look. It's not attractive at all. I don't know if they were going for attractiveness or not.
Oh, she was 100% going for attractiveness.
You think so?
In this picture.
Okay.
I mean, if you've seen J-Lo's Instagram, page through it. It's quite thirsty. So anyway, I actually agree with that point. And this is coming from a straight man who... really has not been touched in a very long time.
You know what? That is a different conversation.
That as titillating as it is, no pun intended, the I can see your nipples through your shirt is more times than not a not attractive look.
But guys, it's it's your body is just sometimes making that happen.
Sometimes. Yes, we're not talking about the accidental times. We're talking about the times where it's 100% intentional. Like J-Lo's picture.
I feel like it doesn't matter whether or not you find it attractive because they don't... People don't exist for other people to find them attractive.
Thank you, Gabe. This picture was posted, though, for attractiveness. This wasn't this. Everything about this picture is full makeup at the gym.
Well, that's true.
I mean, the
fact that she's not wearing full makeup at all.
The fact that she's looking in a mirror. The fact that she is.
I mean, it does look. It just looks like a gym selfie.
Right.
To me.
It looks like a gym selfie from somebody who really wants everybody to say, look how attractive you are.
That's part of her job.
That's what we're talking about. I don't even know what J-Lo's job is anymore. She was an actress, then she was a singer. Now she seems to be an Instagram model. Oh. I don't know. But regardless, though, do you find it attractive as a straight man?
Do I find that picture specifically,
no.
In general?
The look of, like, it's not accidental, not the accidental part, but, like, what the person who texted in is. Like, it's just, it let me wonder. I need to wonder a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great point. Let me have an imagination. Actually, someone just texted in at 73389. Can't lie, I was cruising around the fair last night with the girls on, in quotes, point. Couldn't have cared less. You could text the word nip to 73389 if you want to see the picture we're talking about.
I mean, is it possible that leave J-Lo out of it? Mm-hmm. Obviously, J-Lo's part of what J-Lo's job is to be sexy and be J-Lo, okay? Is it possible that girls are walking around the fair and they're, you could see the outline of their nipple and it has nothing, and they don't care how you guys feel about it.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about...
But how can you, like, how do you know that that person is doing it because they want you to see their nipples?
Oh, you can kind of tell. Like, you see somebody get off Splash Mountain, and it's not because they want everybody to feel attracted to them. It's because they just got doused with Disneyland water,
okay.
You know? But then you see somebody, though, at the gym walking in. I mean, it's like, we see you. We all see you. Thank you.
Can I just say, as a woman, I will never understand what men want, don't want, etc.
We know.
Well, I guess before people start showing their nipples, we need to wait on Rain and Gavin to tell us if it's attractive.
Hi.
And then it's okay.
Hey. Yes.
That conversation was started by a listener. They dictate.
Well, we could ask them too.
Sorry, listener, that Gabe doesn't like you or like the direction you pulled the show.
106.5 The End.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.